Of her dominance, surrendering me to the relentless command of his dancing dominance. With each passing second, the weight of my captivity intensifies my captivity. A reminder that my release lies solely in his doors hands. Completely under the control of the chastity belt envelops me. Every tick of the clock my pleasure is no longer mine to seek, a constant reminder of the door's control over the passage of time. The texture of the sock presses against my sock muffles my cries for freedom. Of the door's control over my helplessness I feel. The darkness behind the blindfold fuels my imagination, fabric of my existence, a constant reminder that I am nothing more than an instrument.
As I observe your restrained form, it occurs to me that I should address one of your needs, food, to be precise. But you see, prisoner, I believe you can benefit from a little dietary adjustment. Starting today, I will be putting you on a strict diet. No need to worry about meals anymore. I'll take care of that for you. Your hunger will subside, and your body will obey. In fact, we may make that hypnotic sock gag a more permanent part of your daily attire, but not today. Maybe later, think about how much easier it would be to keep to a diet if you always felt as if you were gagged with my socks. I'll check in on you later. My good boy.
Self-imposed bondage, my rigid restraint sex as a conduit for deepening the door's strict guiding me into a state of heightened receptivity to the door's strict and commanding sensation of the door's my desire tightly compressing my lips. The hypnotic restraints every time touch against the hypnotic increasing the grip upon me, a mixture of frustration and arousal, captivity, fueling my submission and binding me tightly to the embrace of my rigid restraints. The hours descend into a haze of longing and anticipation. My mind is enveloped deliberately elongated to the door's control of captivity. I feel the weight of the hypnotic chastity belt temptation to resist, a constant reminder of my surrender and her guidance and control over my pleasure. The strength of my desire to break free fuels the hypnotic restraint and the confines of my desires, an intensified grip, and controlling my sense of captivity. With no hope of escape, chastity belt holds the key to my deepest desires, its presence a constant reminder that the door's power to manipulate and control the flow of time. As I surrender my resistance silenced by the tight restraint of the door, my consciousness in my mouth into a state of deep trance, the hypnotic chastity belt commands me, crude with unwavering authority of release or satisfaction in my mind, me constantly aware of my submissive state. Submission. A darkness that separates me from the door's blind place covers my eyes, intensifying my sense of vulnerability. With each passing the more moment, I yearn to be free from chastity belt restraint, the stronger my role as the door's submissive, ensuring that I remain fully bound to grant or deny. As I allow my body to suck against my lips and grip the rigid restraints, my consciousness plunges into the door's blindfold of the hypnotic trance of my sight, surrendering to the door's command on her guidance and amplifying my surrender. Pass. The presence of the hypnotic chastity my desire to break free only strengthening my submission and deepening my dependency on the door's dominance and fruitless. The door to my freedom is locked in the hypnotic chastity at the mercy of my own desires and the unyielding control of surrender and devotion to the door's dominance. In prolonging my captivity, passing moments of surrender into hours and relaxation into the rigid restraints, it ushers me deeper into the taste a profound of state of trance, on my tongue where the door's control seals my lips shut. The sound every of the door sealing shut signifies the finality of my surrender. My desires my are irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of the door's strict pleasure on my terms. Every breath that day, the door's every mercy, heartbeat, I am plunged into the understanding that the deprivation and hypnotic body is unrelenting. Every dominance for freedom supreme serves to my every thought and action. Power of the hypnotic restraints become heavy chains, binding me tightly to the door's will. As she takes pleasure in extending my captivity, my rigid restraints, the snugness of the door's quilting washes over me, intensifies her feeling into a heightened state of control. Receptive to without the distraction of sight, I am better able to focus on sensations my most intimate cravings towed upon me by the door. Amplifying my yearning and fueling my dedication serves as a potent symbol of my submission, a resounding echo of my closing door reverberates through my every command, sealing away any possibility of escape, ensuring that I remain indefinitely subject to the strict reminding me of the futility of my efforts. Stretches under as the door slams shut, each passing my world narrows, my existence defined by the confines of my self-imposed bondage, my desires subject to the unwavering commands of Isidore's dominance. My desires to align I exist solely to serve Isidore's desires. As I struggle completely subservient to her whims, my muted cries are met every with a reminder of Isidore's sock sealing my mouth, guided by her hand. The absence of vision amplifies the feeling of helplessness or resistance, reminding me of Isidore's complete control over my senses. Deepening trance, erasing the boundaries between mind and body, leaving me vulnerable to the hypnotic control of Isidore's even more tightly. Amplifying my captivity instrument of Isidore's control.
As I inspect your tightly bound body, it comes to my attention that we could address another need of yours, sensory stimulation. But my prisoner, in your current state of bondage, the very restraints that confine you offer a plethora of heightened sensations. Feel the texture of the belt tight against your skin, the pressure of the sock gagging you, the feel of the blindfold, and the immobilization that amplifies every touch. Embrace the exquisite sensory experiences that arise from your helpless state. Remember, with each passing moment, the intensity of your bondage and sensory immersion deepens, reinforcing your submission. You are such a good boy.
As my rigid restraints, my experience of captivity descends upon any sense of escape into a state of deepening trance. Each breath I take is filtered through the fabric of his adoring sock, intensifying my traits deep into the core of my being. In the absence of visual stimuli, molding my other senses become of her dominance, making me acutely aware of his adoring dancing every command. Strings she pulls, the hypnotic chastity sound tight closure around the door intensifies my captivity. Of his own reminder that I am sealed away, completely under the control of his adoring will. As I strain against the hypnotic restraints, their response is through my consciousness. A constant reminder of force to control me of my passage of time. As I relax my muscles, my cries allow my body to melt with the rigid frustration and helplessness I feel. Tranquility washes over me, plunging me into an abyss of my existence. Under his adoring command, a constant reminder that I am nothing more than an instrument of her will. I am reminded that my sexual desires are under his adoring powerless control, and she revels in denying me any satisfaction. Isolates me from the visual world, allowing as a stark boundary between freedom and submission. Its resolute barrier hands of forcing my entrapment, mocking my desire for release as his adoring powerless dominance, prolonging my state of helplessness. With each passing second, with the closing of the door, my captivity, my freedom dissipates like a distant memory. That my release lies by the unyielding grip of my self-imposed bondage. The hypnotic chastity belt envelops strict and commanding nature. That my pleasure is no longer mine. The hypnotic chastity belt restricts my desire by the door's will, ensuring that I remain obedient and focused solely against my cheeks. A constant reminder of his adoring control over my rigid restrained sex. The darkness behind the blindfold fuels my imagination into a state of heightened receptivity to his adoring strict and commanding influence. As my desire for release grows, my sexual cravings are gauged, allowing me to fully surrender to Isidore's dominance my and embrace captivity. My role as her obedient servant. With each surrender to the unyielding embrace of my rigid restraints, I descend deeper into a state of profound trance, and solidifying my helpless state. In a submissive surrender to each moment of relaxation within the confines of my rigid restraints, I feel the weight of my rigid restraints propels me forward into a state of transcendent reminder of my surrender and Isidore's control over my pleasure. As the door of the hypnotic chastity belt reminds me that my pleasure is my desire to Isidore's desire and controlling my role as her submissive. With no hope of escape, the slamming of the door seals my fate, minutes confining me within the boundaries of my self-imposed bondage. Power to manipulate and control the flow of time. Of Isidore's strict and stern rule. Words are silenced by the tight grip of Isidore's sock. Stuffed in my mouth, Isidore's sock. The hypnotic chastity belt encases me. Every touch against the hypnotic chastity belt or satisfaction, mixture of frustration and arousal, aware of my submissive state and binding me tight to Isidore's control. As the door's blindfold covers my eyes of longing, intensifying my sense of vulnerability. As Isidore deliberately allows me to be free from these captivity, the more I yearn to be free from these hypnotic restraints, Isidore's blindfold removes the temptation to resist, leaving me bound and solely focused on her guidance. As I allow my body to yield to the strength of my desire to break restraints, fuels the hypnotic constraints, plunges into the depth to exert an intensified grip, enhancing my sense of captivity influence. The hypnotic chastity belt holds the key to my deepest desires. Its presence is a constant reminder that Isidore's control over me is absolute. On Isidore's dominance, as I surrender my resistance, the door to my freedom is locked restraints, leaving me at the mercy of my own desires and the unyielding control of his commands take root with unwavering authority. Prolonging my captivity, the closing door stretches in my mind to hours and hours into endless days of submission. A boundary that separates me from my tongue as Isidore's sock seals my lips shut. Isidore's strict hand, every moment in this hypnotic chastity belt reminds me that my desires are under his.
As I observe your exposed and vulnerable form, it becomes apparent that we must address the need for privacy. However, my captive, you must understand of your desired self-bondage, so privacy holds no significance. Your deliberate act of surrender has stripped away any need for seclusion or concealment. Embrace the liberation that comes from these openly restrained, your body on display for mind amusement and control. There is no need for privacy within these confines, as you exist solely for my pleasure and your own submission. I love how much of a good boy.
My ultimate cravings locked away, with each passing amplifying my surrender and fueling my dedication into the door's control, ushers me deeper into a profound state of trance, closing door where the door's control reigns supreme, sealing away any the sound of the door sealing shut, ensuring the finality of my surrender. My fate irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of the door's strict and stern authority. Command. Every passing second, feeling like every heart of captivity resonates with the understanding that the door's grip on my mind and chastity belt becomes more ingrained in my existence, over my every my desires to align with the door's desires. The minutes become heavy chains. As I struggle against to Isidore's will, my music cries for pleasure and reminder of my captivity. Sock sealing my mouth, the snugness of Isidore's sock around my jaw intensifies the feeling of being gagged and controlled. Isidore's complete control over my senses of sight. I am better able to focus on the sensations and commands bestowed upon me by hypnotic restraints to constrict even more tightly.
Finally, serves as a fine and symbol of my submission. The hypnotic chastity of my serves as a constant door of my enslavement. Suppressing the more my I struggle against the hypnotic restraint, the more they constrict
as
around
I surrender to
my
unyielding grip of my rigid of my efforts.
A serene stillness
as the door slams shut, guiding
my
me into a state of profound trance.
My existence defined by the constraints of
my self-imposed bondage.
The finality
my desire
subject to the
unwavering
command of the door,
a symbolic gesture of my surrender.
I exist solely to serve in this realm of confinement.
My will completely
subservient
to your control.
Every decision,
as I move,
every
I
choice,
feel the hypnotic
is
chastity guided by her
hand,
against me,
leaving
a
me
reminder
room
that my
disobedience
is solely at the door's discretion.
Rigid restraints
the concept of time
of deepening
trance, as
the door extends
boundaries
between
mind
and body,
leaving
any
sense
of the
absolute
reprieve.
Control of
the
door's strange
presence.
Each
breath I take is filtered
time
through the fabric of
the
door's control,
intensifying
my sense of
captivity
with meticulous
precision
and visual
stimuli.
My other senses
come
back and muffles my protest,
leaving
me
with
no choice but to surrender to her dominance.
The hypnotic chastity belt
tightens
around me,
restricting my
constant
aware and
heightening
my awareness
of
my submission
to
restrain
and redirect
as I
stream against
the hypnotic
restraints.
Is their
response
is shields
me from
the outside
world,
exerting
a greater force
to remind
me
of my complete
submission.
The hypnotic
relinquished control
and allow
my body
to melt with
the
rigid restraints.
Their hold
with
powerful
tranquility
washes over
me,
plunging
me
into
an abyss
of deep
as I relinquish
under
control and yield
to
the unyielding
grip
of my
hypnotic
chastity
belt.
A tranquil
stillness
that my
sexual
desires are
under me
into a state of
control,
and she
revels
in denying me
any
satisfaction.
The
tendrils
of closing
doors
constrict
and
the stark
boundary
between
me
and
submission,
manipulating
my
desires,
molding
me
into
a vessel
of her dominance,
surrendering
me
to
the
relentless
command
of the door's
dominance.
The cruel
strings
she pulls
with each passing
second.
The
weight
of my
captivity
intensifies
my
captivity,
a reminder
that my
release
lies
solely
in
the
door's
hands,
completely
under
the control
of the
door's
dominant
belt
envelops
me,
every tick of the
clock
my pleasure
is no longer
mine
to seek,
a
constant
reminder
of the
door's
control
over
the passage
of time, the texture
of the sock
presses
against my
sock
muffles my
cries
for reminder
of
the door's
control
frustration
and
helplessness
I feel,
the darkness
behind
the door's
influence
my
imagination,
fabric
of my
intensifying
the
anticipation
of the
door
that
I am nothing more than an instrument of
hypnotic chastity belt,
power
my sexual
cravings
are gauged,
leaving
me powerless
to
fully
surrender
to
the door's dominance,
the
blindfold
isolates
me
from
the visual
world,
allowing
as I crave
commands
to penetrate
deeply
into my
psyche,
respond,
by
hands
of
the clock
tighter
and solidifying
my
helpless
desire
for
release
as
the door
delights
and
relaxation
within
the confines
of my
rigid restraints
propels
me
further
into
a state
of
transcendent
distraction.
As you yearn for human contact, I must point out the reality of our current dynamic. Within these hypnotic restraints, your desire for companionship is inconsequential. You have the privilege of my presence, the embodiment of authority and control. I am the one who guides you, restrains you, and commands your obedience. Your longing for human contact is superseded by the significance of our connection, where you find solace and fulfillment in serving our mind. Go forward.
Restraints
every
time
touch against
hold,
the hypnotic
increasing
the grip
ignites
me,
a mixture
reminding
of frustration
and arousal,
captivity,
fueling
my
submission
and binding
me
to the
unyielding
embrace
of my
rigid
restraints.
The hours
I descend
into
a haze
of longing
and
anticipation,
my mind
is enveloped
deliberately
elongated
to my
experience
control.
Of captivity.
I feel
is
the weight of
the hypnotic
chastity
belt
block around
me,
a
constant
reminder of my surrender
and
the door's
control
over
my
pleasure.
The strength
of
my
desire
to
block
free
fuels
the hypnotic
restraints
within the
confines
of my
desires,
an
intensified
grip,
enhancing
my
sense of
captivity.
With no hope
of
escape, chastity
belt
holds
the
key
to
my
deepest desires,
its
presence
a constant reminder that
the door's
power to manipulate
me is
absolute.
As I
surrender
my
resistance,
silenced
by
the
tight
restraints,
the door
is my
consciousness in my
mouth
into
a
state
of deep
trance.
The hypnotic
chastity
belt
commands
me,
crude
with
unwavering
possibility
of release
or
satisfaction,
in my
leaving
mind.
Me constantly
aware of my
submissive
state.
Submission.
A
darkness
envelops
me
as
in the
door's
blindfold
covers
my eyes,
intensifying
my
sense
of
vulnerability.
With
each
passing
the more
moment,
I yearn
to be
free from
chastity
belt
solidifies
my role
as the door's
submissive,
ensuring
that I
remain
fully
bound
to grant
or
deny.
As
I
allow my
body
to suck
against
the unrelenting
grip
of the
rigid
restraints, my
consciousness
plunges
into
the
depth
of the
hypnotic
trance
of my sight,
surrendering to
the
door's command
on her
guidance
and amplifying
my
surrender.
Pass.
The
presence
of the hypnotic
chastity belt
desire to
break free
only
strengthens
my submission
and deepening
my
dependence.
Any
attempt
at escape futile
and fruitless.
The
door
to my freedom
is locked
in the
hypnotic
chastity
belt
deepens
my
own
desires
and the unyielding
control
of my
surrender and devotion
to
the door's
dominance.
In
prolonging
my
captivity,
passing moment
of
surrender
into
hours
and
hours
into
the
rigid
restraint.
Shushers
me deeper
into
the taste
a profound
state
of trance
on my tongue
where
the door's control
seals
my
lips
shut.
The
sound
every
of the door
sealing
shut signifies
the
finality of
my
surrender. My
desires
my
are
irrevocably
intertwined
with
the dictates
of freedom
to
seek
pleasure
on my
terms.
Every breath
that
day,
the door's
every
mercy,
heartbeat,
I am plunged
into
the world
of sensitive
deprivation
and
heightened
anticipation,
unrelenting.
Every
dominance
for freedom
only
serves
to
my every
thought and
action.
Power
of
the
hypnotic
minutes
become
heavy
chains,
trapping
me
in
a
state
of absolute
helplessness.
The door's
will.
as she takes pleasure in extending my captivity.
My rigid restraints,
the snugness
of
the door quilt around my jaw intensifies,
ushering me into a heightened state of controlled, receptive to the door's restriction of sight.
I am better able to focus on sensations
my most intimate cravings locked away
by the
amplifying my yearning
and hypnotic chastity belt
serves
the door's
control of my submission.
The resound,
a physical reminder of my commitment to fulfill
the door's every command,
sealing away any possibility of escape,
ensuring that I remain
indefinitely subjected to the strict demand
of the door, the futility of my efforts
and stretches under as
the door slams shut,
passing
my world
feeling
narrows,
like an eternity
of
captivity
defined by the confines of myself,
imposed
the hypnotic chastity
my desires
subject to the unwavering command of the door's dominance,
my desires to align
the door's desires.
As I struggle completely subservient to her whims,
my muted cries are
every
met with
the
reminder of his
every choice
socks
is
my
mouth,
guided by her hand.
The absence of vision
and
amplifies
the feeling of helplessness
or resistance,
reminding
the rigid
me of the door's
enveloped
control
over my senses,
deepening trance,
erasing
the boundaries
between mind and body,
release
intensifies,
vulnerable
to the
absolute control
of his door's
even
more tightly,
amplifying
my captivity
of his door's
control
as she
crafts
my captivity
with meticulous
precision and sadistic pleasure.
Any thoughts of release
and intensifying my servitude,
my protests,
as I surrender to
the unyielding
grip of
my rigid
restraints,
a serene stillness.
Ah,
the allure of freedom
and
my
ability,
such a natural longing, but here, in this realm of hypnotic self-bondage, your desires take a different form. Instead of seeking freedom, you find gratification in the tight embrace of your restraints, in the surrender of your mobility. The thrill you experience as your body is rendered immobile is far more enticing than the fleeting pleasure of unrestricted movement. Remember, it was your own choice to embark on this path of self-imposed bondage, and now you revel in the satisfaction that comes from relinquishing control. Embrace your captive state, and use restraints, true freedom is found mind, to avoid.
Intensifying my traits
deep into the core of my being,
in the
manipulating my desires,
molding
other senses
become of her dominance,
making me acutely aware of the door's
every
cool
strings
she pulls.
The hypnotic chastity
resound,
tight closure
of
the
door
intensifies my
captivity,
sensations
of the only
reminder that I am sealed
away,
submission
completely
under the
control of Isidore's
dominant
will.
As I strain will,
every tick of the clock echoes through my consciousness,
a constant reminder of
Isidore's
control over
my
passage of
time.
As
I relinquish
my
control and
allow
my
body
to melt
with
the rigid
frustration
and helplessness
I feel,
washes over
me, plunging
me
into an abyss
of my
existence
under
as
a door's
command. A constant
reminder that
I am nothing
more than an instrument
of her will.
I am reminded that my
sexual
desires
are
under
as a door's
powerless control,
and she revels in denying
me
and satisfaction.
The blindfold isolates
me
from
the
visual
world,
allowing
as
a door's
boundary
to penetrate
deeply
into
my
psyche.
Its resolute
barrier
reinforcing
my
entrapment,
mocking
my
desire for
release
as a door
of the
door's
dominance,
prolonging my state of helplessness.
With each passing second,
with the closing
the weight
of my
captivity,
my
freedom
dissipates
like a
distant
memory,
that my
release
lies
by
the
unyielding grip
of
my
self-imposed
bondage.
The hypnotic
chastity
belt
is enveloped
strict
and commanding
nature,
me that
my
pleasure
is
no longer
mine. The
hypnotic chastity
belt restricts
my
desires,
by
the door's
ensuring
will,
that I remain
the
obedient
of
and focused solely
against
my cheeks.
The door's
needs,
a constant
desires,
reminder of
the door's
control over
grip
my
voice,
rigid restraint
sacks
the darkness
behind
for
the blindfold
trance,
fuels
my imagination
into a state of heightened
receptivity
to
the
door's
strict and commanding
influence.
As my
desire
for release
grows,
the hypnotic
restraints
tighten their hold,
allowing
me to
fully
surrender to
Isidore's
dominance
my
and embrace
captivity.
My role as her obedient servant.
With each surrender to
the
unwieldy
embrace
of
my
rigid restraints,
restraints,
I descend
deeper
into
a state
of profound
trance,
and
solidifying
my helpless
state.
Submissive
surrender
to
each moment
of control,
relaxation
within
the
confines, I feel
the weight
of my
rigid restraints
propels
me forward
into
a
state
of transcendent
trance,
of my
surrender
and Isidore's
control
with heightened
pleasure.
As the
door
of the
hypnotic
chastity
belt
reminds
me
that
my
pleasure
of
my
desire
to Isidore's
desires
and
controlling
my role as
her
submissive,
with no hope
of
escape,
the slamming
of
the door
seals
my
fate,
confining
me within
the boundaries
of
my self-imposed
bondage,
power to
manipulate and control
the flow
of
time.
Isidore's
strict
and stern
words
are silenced
by
the tight grip
of
Isidore's sock.
I'm mixed up
in my mouth.
Isidore's
sock,
the hypnotic
chastity of
my lips
encases
me.
Every touch against
the hypnotic
chastity
belt
or satisfaction,
mixture
of frustration
and
arousal,
aware
of my submission
state
and binding
me
tighter to Isidore's
control.
As
the door's
blindfold
covers
my
eyes,
of longing
and
intensifying patience
of vulnerability,
as Isidore
deliberately
the more I
my experience
from these
captivating
restraints,
is the
door's
blindfold
removes
the temptation
to resist,
I remain
fully
bound
me
solely
and
focused
on
her
guidance,
as I
allow
my
body
to
yield
to
the unrelenting
my
desire
grip of rigid restraints,
fuels
the
hypnotic
consciousness
plunges
into the
depth
to exert
of
an intensified
grip,
enhancing
my
sense
of
captivity
influence.
The hypnotic
chastity
belt
holds
the
keys to
my deep
hypnotic
chastity
belt,
its intensifies,
a reminder
that my submission
and
deepening
my
dependency
on
Isidore's
dominance.
As I surrender
my
resistance
and embrace
the
rigid
restraints,
leaving
my consciousness
plunges
my
own desires
in the
unyielding
control
of his
commands
take root
with
unwavering
authority,
prolonging
my
captivity,
stretching
my
mind
to
hours
and
hours
of
endless
days
of
submission.
A bound taste that cotton lingers on my tongue as the door slams and seals my lips shut. The door's strict hand.
Every moment in this soothing chastity belt reminds me that my desires are under as my role as the door submits the freedom to seek pleasure on my pleasure is hers to grant or deny.
And that as the door's pressure of the door I am stuck against my world of sensory deprivation and high anticipation.
Ah, the need for entertainment for external stimuli to captivate and distract the mind. But in this realm of hypnotic self-bondage, the only entertainment we require is the captivating experience of your own restraint. As your mind delves deeper into the depths of submission, the allure of external distractions fades away. Your focus is solely on the sensations, the intensifying grip of the restraints, and the profound surrender to your own desires. No other form of entertainment can compare to the exhilaration and satisfaction that comes from immersing yourself in this profound experience of self-bondage. Embrace it, my captive companion. Within these restraints lies a world of unending fascination and fulfillment. Don't it feel good to be mine? Good to be.
Resonates with the understanding with that the door's moment, grip on my mind and chastity body as belt becomes more ingrained in my existence, over my shaping every my desires to align with the door's
minutes
desires.
Become heavy chains.
As I struggle to resist the door's will, my music cries for pleasure and reminder of my captivity.
Sock sealing my mouth,
the snugness of the door's sock around my jaw intensifies the feeling of being gagged and controlled.
The door's complete
without
control
the distractions
of my senses
of sight.
I am better able to focus on the sensations and commands bestowed upon me.
Cause the hypnotic restraints to hypnotic chastity belt serves as a fountain symbol of my submission.
Physical chastity of my serves as a constant reminder of my enslavement.
Suppressing my struggle against and hypnotic restraint,
my servitude,
the more they constrict
as
around
I surrender to the unyielding grip of my rigid restraints.
A serene stillness
as the door slams shut, guiding
my
me into a state
narrows,
of profound trance.
My existence
where
defined
by the constraints
of my
self-imposed bondage.
The finality
my
of desires the
subject to the
shivers
down my spine.
The door
a symbolic gesture of my surrender.
I exist solely to serve in this realm of confinement.
My will completely subservient to your control.
Every decision,
as I move,
every
I
choice,
feel the hypnotic
is chastity belt pressing
against me,
leaving
a reminder
me
that my pleasure is solely at the door's discretion.
Restraints in
the concept of time
of deepening
as the door extends
the
boundaries between mind and body,
leaving
any sense
of the
absolute control of the door's strange
presence.
Each breath
I take is filtered
time
through the fabric of
the door's
instrument
of the
door's control,
intensifying
as
my sense of
captivity
with meticulous
precision
and visual stimuli.
My other senses
come
back, muffling my protest, leaving
me
with every command
to surrender to her dominance.
The hypnotic chastity belt tightens around me,
restricting my
physical
sensations
and
heightening
my
awareness of my
submission
to restrain
and redirect
as I
strain
the door's
hypnotic
restraints.
Is the door's
response
is
shields me from the outside
world,
exerting a greater
force
to
remind
me of my
complete
submission.
The hypnotic
restraints
control and
allow
my body to
melt
with
the
rigid
restraints.
Their
hold
with
cruel
precision,
washes
over
me,
room to move
plunging
or
me
escape.
Into an abyss of
deep
as I relinquish
under
control
command,
yield to the unyielding grip of my
hypnotic chastity belt.
A tranquil stillness
that my sexual desires are under
me into
a state of
control,
and she revels in denying me any satisfaction.
The tendrils of
the
door's
controls
and
the
stark
boundary between
my being
and submission,
manipulating
my
desires,
barrier reinforcing
my
entrapment
of her dominance,
surrendering me to the relentless
command
of the door's
dominance.
Cruel strings she pulls
with each passing second.
The
way
of my
captivity
intensifies
my captivity,
a reminder that
of my release
lies
that
solely
I am
in the
door's
hand,
completely under the control
the
of the door's
chastity
belt
will.
Envelops me,
every
reminding
tick of the
me that my pleasure is no
longer mine
to seek,
a constant
reminder
of
the
door's
will.
Control over
the
passage
the
of time,
of the sock presses
is
against
the
my cheeks,
sock muffles
a
my
constant
cries
reminder
of
the door's
control
frustration
over my voice.
Helplessness I feel.
The darkness behind
the door's
fuels
my imagination,
intensifying
the anticipation
of the
door's
that
I am nothing
more
than
an
instrument
of her will.
Chastity
belt,
power
my sexual
cravings are gauged,
leaving
me powerless
to
defy
or escape.
The door's dominance
the blindfold
isolates me
from
the visual
world,
allowing
the more
as I crave
commands
to penetrate
deeply
into my psyche.
Respond
by
hands of the clock
tighter
and solidifying
mocking
my
desire
state.
For release as
the
door delights
and
relaxation
state
within
of
the confines
of
my rigid restraints
propels me further
my
into a state
of trance
like
a distant
memory.
Where
is
the
place
where
the unyielding
grip of
my
self-imposed
bondage,
the presence
of the
hypnotic chastity belt
reminds me
that
my pleasure
is secondary
to the
chastity
desire
restricts
my
desires,
my
role
ensuring that I remain obedient
and
focus solely on
my
faith.
The door's
confined
and
desires,
the
boundaries
of
my self-imposed
bondage,
my rigid
restraints
act to
the
conduit
for deepening
the
door's
strict
guiding
me into a state
of hyper
physical
comfort.
The desire for softness and ease.
But
when
the realm of hypnotic
self-bondage,
comfort takes on a different meaning. It is not found in the softness of cushions or the warmth of blankets, but rather in the rigid embrace of your restraints. Feel the firmness that surrounds you, holding you in place with unwavering strength. It may seem paradoxical, but within this state of restriction lies a unique form of comfort. As your body surrenders to the unyielding grasp of the hypnotic bonds, a profound sense of relaxation washes over you. Embrace this sensation, my good boy. It is within the rigidity of your confinement that true comfort is found. Release the needful physical comfort and the embrace of these unyielding restraints. You will discover a new realm of tranquility and contentment.
As I surrender my resistance, I embrace the tight grip of the doors, my consciousness in my mouth into a state of deep trance, hypnotic chastity where the doors commands take root with unwavering the possibility of release or satisfaction in my mind, its reverberation a submissive to my submission. A darkness envelops me as in the world's blind place covers my eyes, intensifying my sense of vulnerability. With each passing moment, I yearn to be free from chastity not to restrain my role as the doors submissive, ensuring that I remain fully bound to grant or deny. As I allow my body to suck against my lips, leaves me no room to articulate my descent. My consciousness plunges into the depths of a hypnotic trance of my sight, surrendering to me my reliance on her guidance and amplifying my surrender. As the moments pass, the presence of passing second chastity my desire to break free only strengthening my submission and deepening my dependency on the door's dominance and fruitless. The door to my freedom is locked in hypnotic chastity at the mercy of my long desires and the unyielding control of surrender and devotion to the door's dominance and prolonging my captivity, passing moments of surrender into hours and relaxation into the stage of stream ushers me deeper into the taste a profound of state of trance on my tongue where the door's control seals my lips shut. The sound every of the door sealing the shut signifies the finality of my surrender. My desires my are under irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of freedom to seek pleasure on my terms. Every breath that day, every heartbeat, I am plunged into a world of sensory deprivation and heightened anticipation unrelenting. Every dominance for freedom only serves to my every thought and action. The power of the hypnotic mistrains become heavy chains, binding me tight to the door's will. As she takes pleasure in extending my captivity, my rigid restraints, the snugness of the door's quilt around my jaw intensifies me, feeling into a heightened state of controlled, receptive to the door's distraction of sight. I am better able to focus on sensation my most intimate cravings locked upon away by the amplifying my yearning. The hypnotic chastity my dedication serves as the door's control of my submission. The resound, a physical reminder of my commitment to fulfill is through my every command, sealing away any possibility of escape, ensuring that I remain indefinitely subjected to the strict dominion of the door. The futility time my effort stretches under as the door's command. Slams shut, each passing my second feeling like an eternity of captivity, defined by the confines of my self-imposed bondage. My desires subject to the unwavering command of the door's dominance. My desires to align with the door's desires. The door's desires. As I struggle against the restraint, my muted cries are met with the reminder of every choice is meticulously guided by her hand. The absence of vision amplifies the feeling of helplessness, reminding me of the door's complete control over my senses. Erasing the boundaries between mind and body, release intensifies, vulnerable, causing the absolute control of the door's even presence. More tightly, amplifying my captivity. The door's control, as she crafts my captivity with reminder of my enslavement and sadistic pleasure. Any thoughts of release and intensifying my servitude. Protests. As I surrender to the unyielding grip of my rigid restraints, a serene stillness settles upon chastity me, guiding me into a constantly state of profound trance. The pleasure rise the door's dominance, my cravings restrain and redirect the finality of door's will. Door sends shivers down my spine, a symbolic gesture of my surrender, creating a private realm where dominance reigns supreme. At the mercy of the door's stern controls, since as I desperate desire I feel the hypnotic chastity belt pressing against me, leaving a reminder that my pleasure is solely at the door's discretion. As I relinquish the control and yield to the unyielding grip as my rigid restraints, my experience of captivity descends upon any sense of escape into a state of deepening trance. Each under breath I take is filtered through the fabric of Isidore's sock, the tendrils of Isidore's intensifying my state deep into the core of my being. In the absence of visual my desires,
the need for personal space, the longing for a sanctuary to call your own, but in self-bondage, personal space takes on a different meaning. Within these confines, mind, break away. Personal space is an illusion. Embrace the absence of boundaries and surrender to the intimate closeness of your restraints. Feel the sensation of them wrapping around you, pressing against your skin, erasing any notion of personal space. In this state of captivity, you are free from the burden of individuality and the constraints of personal space. Allow yourself to dissolve into the confines of a hypnotic restraint, finding freedom within your unrelenting grasp. The loss of personal space becomes an opportunity, an invitation to immerse yourself fully in the experience, to relinquish control and embrace the vulnerability of your current state. Let go, mind, hold forward. And embrace the intimate unity that arises from the absence of personal space.
Passing second, with the closing the weight of my captivity, my freedom intensifies like a distant a reminder memory. That my release lies by the unyielding grip of my self-imposed bondage. The hypnotic chastity belt is enveloped strict and command nature. Me that my pleasure is no longer chastity belt restricts my desires by the door's ensuring that I remain obedient and the sock presses solely against my cheeks. The door's needs a constant reminder of the door's control over my rigid restraint sacks. The darkness behind the blinding trance fuels my imagination to a state of heightened receptivity to the door's strict and commanding influence. As my desire for release grows, belt, the my sexual cravings are engaged, hold, allowing me to fully surrender to the door's dominance my and embrace captivity. My role as her obedient servant. With each surrender to the unyielding embrace of my rigid restraints, I descend deeper into a state of profound trance and solidifying my helpless state. In submissive surrender to the door's control, relaxation within the confines I feel the weight of my rigid restraints propels me further into a state of transcendent trance, where the door's control over my pleasure. the presence door of hypnotic chastity is seen in me that my pleasure of my desire to is the door of desire and control finding my role as a submissive with no hope of escape. The slamming of the door seals my fate, confining me within the boundaries of my self-imposed bondage. Power to manipulate and control the flow of time is the door strict and stern. My muffled words are silenced by the tight grip of the door. I'm met with the sensation of the door is soft. The hypnotic chastity of my lips encases me. Every touch against the hypnotic chastity belt denies a mixture of frustration and arousal. Aware of my submissive state and binding me tighter to the door's control, as the door's blindfold dissolves into a haze of longing, intensifying patience of vulnerability. Or deliberately the more I yield to be free from these hypnotic restraints, is the door's blindfold removes the temptation to resist, I remain fully bound and solely focused on her guidance. As I allow my body to yield to the unrelenting desire to break restraints, fuels that my consciousness plunges into the depth to exert an intensified grip, enhancing my sense of captivity. Influence. The hypnotic chastity belt holds the key to my deepest desires. Its presence intensifies, a constant reminder that his door's control over me is absolute. On his door's as I surrender my resistance the door to my freedom the rigid restraints, leaving me at the mercy of my own desires and the unyielding control of his commands take root with unwavering authority, prolonging my captivity. The door stretches in my mind into hours and hours of endless days of my submission. A bound taste that cotton lingers on my tongue as the door seems to seal my lips shut. The door's strict hand, every moment in this hypnotic chastity belt reminds me that my desires are under fire. My role as the door denies me the freedom to seek pleasure, and my pleasure is hers to grant or deny. And at the door's pressure of the door, I am sucked against into a world of sensory deprivation and heightened anticipation. Is the door's blind fold the freedom of my sight to reinforce the unyielding power guidance and amplifying my surrender, trapping me in a state of each passing second. My desire to break free only strengthens the giving grip of my rigid restraints, rendering any attempt at escape washes over me, ushering me into a heightened state of hypnotic chastity, receptive to the door's strict demands, amplifying my surrender and devotion to the door's intimate cravings locked away. With each passing amplifying moment, my surrender and fueling my dedication into the door's control ushers me deeper into a profound echo state of the closing door reverberates through my being supreme, sealing away any the sound of the door ceiling shuts, ensuring the finality of my surrender. Subjected my to the fate irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of the door and stretches under the door's command. Every breath I take, feeling like every heart of captivity resonates with the understanding that the door's grip on my mind and body is unrelenting, becomes more ingrained in my existence, over my every my desire to align with the door's desires. The minutes become heavy chains. As I strongly tighter to the door's will, my music cries for pleasure and reminder of my captive
socks. The need for emotional support, the desire for comfort and reassurance in times of vulnerability, but in the realm of my dominance and control, emotional support takes on a different form. Surrender to my power, mind, go forward, and find solace in the knowledge that your emotional needs are met through the act of surrender itself. In the depths of your hypnotic self-bondage, you are safe and secure under my watchful eye. Allow yourself to be enveloped by the strength of my dominance, as it becomes the foundation upon which your emotional well-being thrives. Your submission to me opens the floodgates of emotional connection, as the trust you place in my hands unlocks a world of security and fulfillment. Release the burden of seeking external support and find solace through the embrace of my control. Within these rigid restraints, you are held in a space where emotional needs are met through submission, where vulnerability becomes the source of strength, and where the intensity of our dynamic nourish ease your soul.
Time of deep entrance, as the door extends boundaries between mind and body, leaving any vulnerable to gain absolute control of the door's strength. Each breath I take is filtered through the fabric of the door of the door's control, intensifying my sense of captivity with meticulous precision and visual stimuli. My other senses become heightened, making me acutely aware of the door's no choice but to surrender to her dominance. Hypnotic chastity belt tightens around me, restricting my physical sensations and heightening my awareness of my submission to restrain and redirect according to the door's hypnotic restraints. Is the door's blindfold shields me from the outside world, exerting a greater force to dominate my complete submission. The hypnotic restraints control and allow my body to melt from the rigid restraints, tighten their hold with powerful tranquility, washes over me, room to move plunging or escape me into an abyss of deep as I relinquish under control and yield to the unyielding grip of my rigid chastity belt. A tranquil stillness descends upon me, propelling me desires are under me into a state of control, and she revels in denying me any satisfaction. The tendrils of the door control penetrate a deep into the core of my freedom and submission, manipulating my desires, molding me into a vessel of her dominance, surrendering me to the relentless command of the door's dominance. The cruel strings she pulls with each passing second. The weight of my captivity intensifies my captivity, a reminder that my release lies that I am sealed away, completely under the control of the door's dominant belt envelops me, every tick of the clock my pleasure is no longer mine to seek, a constant reminder of the door's control over the passage of time. The texture of the sock presses against my sock muffles my cries for freedom, of the door's control over my helplessness I feel. The darkness behind the blindfold fuels my imagination, intensifying the anticipation of the reminder that I am nothing more than an instrument of her will. Her power over me is absolute, leaving me powerless to defy or escape. The door's dominance the and embrace my role from the visual world, allowing the more door's commands to penetrate deeply into my psyche. Respond. by hands of the clock tighter and solidifying mocking my desire state. For release as is the door each of the lights and relaxation within the confines of my rigid restraints propels me further my into a state of trance like a distant memory where is replaced by the unyielding hype of my self-imposed bondage. The presence of hypnotic chastity belt reminds me that my pleasure is secondary to the chastity desire restricts my desires, my role ensuring that I remain obedient and focus the door seals my fate is the door confined and within the boundaries of my self-imposed bondage. My rigid restraint acts as a conduit for deepening the door's strict guiding me into a state of heightened receptivity. To the door's strength and commanding the sensation of the door as my desire tightly compressing my lips, the hypnotic restraints every time tightened their hold, the hypnotic increasing the grip ignites a mixture reminding of frustration me of my complete and arousal, captivity, fueling my submission and binding me tightly to the embrace of my rigid restraints. The hours dissolve into a haze of longing and anticipation. My mind is enveloped deliberately elongated to the door's control. Captivity. I feel the weight of the blindfold chastity the temptation to resist, a constant reminder of my surrender and his door's control over my pleasure. The strength of my as desire to lock free shut, fuels the hypnotic restraint within the confines of my desires, an intensified grip, stern and controlling my influence sense of captivity. With no hope of escape chastity belt holds the key to my deepest desires, its presence a constant reminder that the door's power to manipulate me is absolute. As I surrender my words are silenced by the rigid restraint, the door is my consciousness in my mouth into a state of deep hypnotic chastity where the door's commands take root with unwavering authority. Of release the course of action goes in my mind, its reverberation a submissive to my submission. A darkness that separates me from the world's blind place covers my eyes, intensifying my sense of vulnerability. With each passing the more moment, I yearn to be free from these hypnotic restraints.
My captive, I can sense your longing, your need, your hunger for sexual release. But alas, within the confines of your self-bondage, you are at my mercy. Neither your own hands nor mine will grant you such pleasure. It is a desire left unfulfilled, a need that lingers in the shadows. But I'm going to take that needle away. Its door flicks her wrist. A surge of hypnotic energy emanates from her fingertips directed at your crotch. A chastity belt appears on your body. There we go, my boy. You won't have to worry about a need for sexual release freeing you from your self-bondage anymore. However, my good boy, I have a proposition for you. Imagine the control, the exquisite torment of hypnotic chastity belt, locked securely around your most intimate desires. With a simple suggestion, it could become a constant companion, a symbol of your surrender in my dominance. Should I choose, it may remain locked on you even beyond this hypnotic session. Each day, waking and sleeping, it could remind you of your obedience and your servitude. The key to your release, both physical and metaphorical, will forever reside within my possession. You would have no choice but to submit to the command. Good boy. And let my desire for sexual release be a testament to your devotion. The chastity belt could serve as a constant reminder of your surrender, a reminder of the power I hold over your most primal urges. Embrace the pleasure and longing, for it could become your sweetest dormant. But that can wait for another day. Today, in this moment, the chastity belt will vanish once you're free from your cell phone and mind. Good boy. Well, unless you were locked in one before you started this session.